Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show. Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie. Victor Moore is vacationing this week, so we have as our guest this evening Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's great star, Van Johnson. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall subscription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music, stop the music. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sing a note higher than any note that's ever been sung. Don't tell Dick Tracy, folks. It's my voice that's been breaking those street lamps. Last time I sang a note like that, my canary threw himself to the cat.
Snaz, you're really cooking with killer cycles tonight. In fact, I might add that your scintillating witticisms and epigrammatic jocosities are calculated to levitate one's risibilities.
Watch your language, Mr. Petrie. Watch your language. I don't know what he said, folks, but words that long can't be clean. But Howard, tonight you're looking at a very unhappy youth. Last week they offered me the tight role in a big picture, but I turned it down. I didn't like the costume.
You didn't like the costume? What was the picture?
The Naked City. They had to offer the part to me. I'm the only guy in pictures who can hide behind his nose.
Well, Snaz, aren't you a little too busy for pictures, what with your international political commitments?
Precisely, Howard. Why, just this morning I received a flash from Marshal Stalin.
Marshal Stalin? Oh, no, Jim. Don't you mean Stalin?
No, Stalin. I use the Romanian pronunciation. Durante, you must have been simonized this morning. You're shining tonight.
You certainly are, Snaz. Say, what was that flash you got from Stalin?
Here it is, folks, and I quote, Russia has just announced she's going to give back Romania, Hungary, Finland, Estonia, and Czechoslovakia.
Don't you believe it?
Boy, what a jam they'd be in if they're ever on Truth or Consequences. But to digest from the foreign to the domestic front, I've got a plan that will ensure my election. It's called the Durante Plan for Promoting Romance. An idea that came to me while in the Paramount balcony.
The Durante Plan for Promoting Romance, how does it work, Jim?
Very simple. It provides that if a fella don't kiss a girl in the first 15 minutes, the government gives him a shot of penicillin. If a fella don't kiss a girl in the first half hour, the government gives him a shot of sulfanilinite. And if he don't kiss her in the first hour...
Yes?
We give him a sleeping pill and send in another guy. We always carry a spare and the best of you. Why, I'm practically in a White House now, Howard. All I need is a campaign manager that will ensure the women's vote for me.
Step aside, boys. It's Hot Breath Houlihan.
Don't get so close. You're melting the paint on my Hoover button.
Durante, I can help you politically. You know, Truman was one of the judges of my last beauty contest.
Did he pick you?
No. He picked a fat girl.
Instead of you, the president picked a fat girl? How come?
It's an election year, and he wants a perfect 48.
Yes, yes, I can understand that. Now look, Miss Houlihan, all I'm interested in is getting plenty of votes.
Well, I've started a progressive movement, and I've got quite a large following.
With a movement like that, I'd like to follow you myself.
Let a up on your throttle, Sonny, before you burn out a bearing.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Houlihan. You may not realize it, but I happen to be a man of parts.
Yeah, and you could sue the guy who put them together. Well, I'll see you later, Loverlet.
It gets around, it gets around.
Jimmy, take my advice. If you want to get collected, you'd better formulate a strong foreign policy.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about inflation?
I think the taxes are too high.
Wait a minute.
Everybody's trying to figure out what's wrong with the country. Well, I'm proud to say I've solved the case. Of course, after dilly-dally and shilly-shallying, I've reached the concussion. The state of Arkansas is in the wrong place. Why nobody ever thought of it before, I'll never know. It's a simple little move, but what improvements it'll show. Move the state of Arkansas to Nebraska. Then move Nebraska to Idaho. Then move the state of Idaho to Alaska. And move Alaska to Ohio. It took a lot of time and brain work. See the wrinkles on my brow. There's a lot of little details, but I'm working on them now. Move Ohio to Nevada. It's as plain as ABC. Then we'll move Nevada where our Kansas used to be. We'll have a better nation just by changing the location of the state of Arkansas. Let me show you what I mean. If you move Arkansas, you got to move it someplace, right?
Right.
If you move it someplace, you got to move up with someplace to someplace else, right?
Right.
And if you move up with someplace else to someplace else, you got to move up with someplace else to some other place else, right?
Right.
Wrong. I always admire a guy who speaks his mind. My plan is to move all the states to better places. I'd take Nebraska and put it in Rhode Island. I'd take Minnesota and put it in Rhode Island. I'd take Montana and put it in Rhode Island. Poor little Rhode Island just split at the seams. After that, I'd move New Mexico to Texas, Texas to Pennsylvania. Then I'd take the state of Missouri and move it to... Don't get mad, Mr. Truman. I'll put it back. We'll have a better nation just by changing the location of the state of Arkansas.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Howard, you read that commercial with Vim, Vigor, and Abbott of Poise. I wish I had your vitality, but I didn't sleep a wink all night. Every minute the phone kept ringing. Wrong number, wrong number. I tell you, I got to get my phone number changed.
People keep ringing your number by mistake, Jim. Say, what is your number?
Northside 776. I don't mind that so much, but they keep asking what time my shorts go on.
Jimmy, if they were calling Northside 777, they were probably some of James Stewart's girlfriends. Now, could you turn down dates with such popular glamour girls?
I don't have to rely on that, Howard. I know a few reigning beauties myself. This isn't exactly a beauty, but it's certainly raining. Why, it's my old pal, Mr. Ripple, Commissioner of Waterways. What's on your mind, Mr. Ripple?
I brought my little boy Trickle over to meet Ben Johnson. Say hello to Mr. Durrani, Trickle.
What the California farmers would give for a Trickle like this?
Very funny.
That's the first time I ever heard a soggy echo. So you came over to see Van Johnson, huh, Sonny?
Yeah, but I think you're prettier than he is.
Do you really... Do you really mean that, son?
No, but I want to be back on the program next week.
I'm glad they left. The tide was carrying me out to sea.
Don't look now, but your anchor is dragging.
Why, it's Ben Johnson. Ah, Ben, it's a pleasure to see you again.
Ah, Jimmy, it's a pleasure to see that schnoz of yours.
Flatterer. But might I say, Ben, you have a cute nose, too.
Oh, thanks, Jim. But when it comes to noses, I'm a retailer. You're a wholesaler.
If I could find another face with a good location, I'd open up a branch office. But, Van, I wish I had the kissing technique that you use in pictures.
Well, Jimmy, learning how to kiss a girl just takes practice. That's all. That's all there is to it. Practice, practice, practice.
Van, can I ask you one thing?
Sure.
What do you do with your old targets?
Oh, I love that kind of carry-on.
Forgive me for saying this, Jimmy, but I'm afraid you're a little out of your depth. Why, I've kissed women that wouldn't even look at you.
So what? I've kissed women that wouldn't look at me either. And I know how they feel. Sometimes while shaving, I have to turn away myself. But, Van, as one leading man to another, would you care to trade beauty secrets with me?
Well, Hammaker doesn't tell Schlemaker, but what's on your mind?
Well, tell me, how do you get your eyelashes so curly?
Does everything. But what about you, Jimmy? How do you get that sparkle in your eyes?
Oxidol works, too. But while we're on the subject, Van, I think it's very cute the way the freckles on your forehead spell out your new picture, State of the Union.
Thanks for the plug, Schnoz. And speaking of the State of the Union, how's your political campaign coming along?
Extemporaneous, Van. Extemporaneous. If I can get the women's vote, I'm a cinch to win this year.
The women's vote? Oh, Jimmy, I've got it. I've got the campaign slogan that'll get you elected. Vote for Durante. Take the women out of the kitchen and put them into the living room.
Take them out of the kitchen and put them in the living room? How are they going to cook?
Long handles on the frying pan.
I got a million of them.
Wait a minute. Everybody wants to get into the act. Man, that's Galafield. Why, you're the logical choice. Why, you're the logical choice for my campaign manager.
Well, why didn't you think of me before? I've been right here under your nose.
No wonder I couldn't see it. But, Van, here's a chance to test your charm. Here comes one of the most feminine type females I know. It's Peggy Lee.
In person?
Well. Go ahead, Van. See if you can help Durante in his campaign.
Okay. Miss Lee, I'm Van Johnson. Now, tell me, would you...
Would I? Oh, Van, I'd do anything for you, anything. And every other woman in the country feels the same way.
How do you like that? He's supposed to... I wish the ushers hadn't let them in. Well, I don't suppose it's worthwhile telling a lion after that. How do you like that? He's supposed to be campaigning for me, and he's practically in office.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. I'm working for you, Jimmy. Now, Peggy, what do you say we meet after the show tonight and go for a nice long ride in my new convertible?
Please, Van, I'll take her for a ride in my convertible.
But I'll buy her orchids.
I'll buy her orchids.
I'll take her to Ciro's.
I'll take her to Ciro's.
I'll take her inside.
Sneak.
Well, this is a switch. It's the first time I've heard of anybody fighting before they got to Cyril's.
Ah, Ben and I would never fight, Peggy. But don't you sing something while we nap out our campaign?
Okay, Jimmy, let me hit you with a little song that's sweeping the country. It's about the girls behind the typewriters, and it's Jackie Barnett's secretary song.
Biddity-bot-bot, biddity-bot-bot, face. Biddity-bot-bot, type the bot-bot and play. Biddity-bot-bot, and you'll never go wrong. That's the Mary Secretary song. Biddity-bot-bot, biddity-bot-bot, dot. Biddity-bot-bot, you're improving a lot. Biddity-bot-bot, as you rock it along, that's a Mary Secretary song. She has a lot of fun, and when her work is done, the fellows gather round in a bunch, 'cause they can hardly wait to see which one she'll date when she's off from 12 to 1. Lunch! Biddity-bot-bot, that's the beat she plays. Biddity-bot-bot, do it right, get a raise. Biddity-bot-bot, keep the rhythm strong. That's the Mary Secretary song. Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Clybimer.
Good morning.
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 Finish a letter 2 pages long. Then you find that the carbon was put in wrong. The machines are going, it's getting louder. Into the powder room.
Put on some powder.
Boss is calling, quick, grab your book. Biddity bop bop, that's the beat he plays. Biddity bop bop, do it right, get a raise. Biddity bop bop, keep the rhythm strong. That's the Mary Secretary song.
Biddity bop bop.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
You'd have a difficult time weighing a pencil mark on your bathroom scales, wouldn't you? But the Rexall Control Laboratory uses scales technically called apothecary's balances, which can weigh tiny quantities of drug ingredients as light as pencil marks in a few seconds. These extremely sensitive scales, so delicate they must be read with microscopes, can determine weight to a 30/10,000th part of an ounce. In the Rexall Control Laboratory, that means accuracy. Accuracy in the testing, analyzing, and compounding of drug products. The scientific care taken in this great laboratory to assure that all measurements are accurate is a big reason why you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Van, you're my campaign manager now. Come on, we'll canvass this country from San Badoo to Kalamazoo.
I'm with you, Jimmy.
Oh, Van Johnson, take off your shirt. Take off your shirt. Please take off your shirt.
Wait a minute. Why should I take off my shirt?
I'm a Sinatra fan, and I've never seen a chest before.
I sure am my chest, but I forgot to put air in it today. Come on, Van. Come on, Peggy. Let's start our campaign tour and check up on the State of the Union.
Well, where are we going to start on our tour, Jimmy?
Van, in this country, it doesn't make any difference where you start. I'll tell you what I mean. And
48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is a reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate in any location throughout the nation. Lots of voters are found.
So we know for sure we've arranged a tour.
Durante, you sure get around.
We've a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Boy, this magic carpet sure goes fast.
Gosh, Jimmy, what was that?
Some fresh high school kid on a hopped-up Turkish towel.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Oh, Van, look down there. Do you recognize those buildings?
Oh, who doesn't?
That's New York.
Including Brooklyn and the Bronx.
The Bowery, Broadway, and the Harlem honky-tonk.
The clatter of the subways underground.
The patter of people running round.
The Brooklyn Dodgers and the Mets.
Park Avenue, the upper set.
New York!
Fellas, and see how the voters in the big town feel about Durante. I'll pick you up on the next downbeat.
Okay, Van, let's go.
What are you two ludicrous peasants doing in my penthouse?
She sounds like she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth and forgot to take it out.
Madam, my name is Van Johnson, and this is my candidate, Jimmy Durante. We're conducting a survey. Have a seat.
How excruciating. My name is Mrs. Van Pelt, Van Pelt.
In that case, have two seats.
Tell us, madam, what do you think about my candidate, Mr. Durante?
I think he's simply sumptuous. Here, I'll donate $8 million to the campaign fund.
Just a minute. How come you happen to have $8 million right in your hand?
I was just on my way to buy a set of electric trains for my little boy.
$8 million for electric trains?
Yes. I'm buying Junior the actress in Topeka in Santa Fe.
Well, can we count on your vote, Mrs. Van Pelt?
Well, what do you propose to do for the women of America?
Madam, my candidate stands for a program of female emancipation.
Indubitably. I think the women of this country spend too many long hours taking care of little tiny babies.
Well, what is your solution?
Shorter hours and longer babies.
Well, that takes care of New York.
Any state in the 48 is great. We're heading south.
That city in the distance looks familiar.
See, I think I know where we are.
Yes, it's New Orleans. What a combination of scenes.
New Orleans.
Where Dixieland gets snowed down.
The Mississippi heads for a showdown.
That's what it means.
Here's the next stop, fellas. Let's see how you rate in the good old Southland.
Let's drop down, Van. New Orleans.
What a town. Basin Street, the French Quarter, clam chowder.
Yeah, what a shame we couldn't have been here for the Mardi Gras.
Jimmy, that's Mardi Gras. The S is pronounced R as in patty de foie gras and vichyssoise.
Well, in that case, let's go sit on the ground and have a glare of sassafras. Durante, I love the way you polyvoo. Well, Van, let's check on the woman's vote.
Well, there's a cute little Southern belle sitting under that magnolia tree. Hello, miss. My name is Van Johnson, and this is my candidate, Jimmy Durante.
Tell me, miss, how does Durante stand down here?
Well, we out here in the Deep South always vote for candidates in the Deep South. Is you all from the Deep South?
Is we all from the Deep South? Well, corn my pone, pan my fritter, and bowl my weevil. This here magnolia blossom want to know, is we all from the Deep South, Colonel Durante?
Why, sure enough, honey child, sure enough. Can't you all tell by looking at me all? Why, I've got the fuzz of Georgia peaches on my cheeks, the sun of Carolina on my brow, and the dew of Alhambra on my lips.
Well, what's that on your head?
Your
before the grasshoppers got to it, that was genuine Kentucky bluegrass. That's a joke, son. That's a joke, son.
Well, have we convinced you, Honeysuckle?
Yes, I'm going to vote for you, Mr. Durant. And as for you, Mr. Johnson, I'll get in your van anytime.
Then you did it again. Any state in the 48 is great.
Where to now, Jimmy?
That little town down there looks all right.
What's the name of the town?
I don't know. Let's pull in and read the sign.
There's one.
It's a little town in Arkansas, it hasn't any fame. A little town in Arkansas, Beaver Tail's the name.
Oh, it's not a great big city, but they don't care a bit.
You've heard of one horse towns before.
Well, brother, this is it.
Oh, Beaver.
In the hill country.
We're off again, Van. So this is real hillbilly country, Van. Look, there's a still in back of one of those trees.
Yeah, and look at the man standing in front of it. Barefooted, tattered clothes, and a matted beard. Hi there, neighbor. Are you a moonshiner?
I ain't a man of distinction. Now get moving, you ornery, long-livered polecat. Get off my property or I'll fill you full of buckshot.
Here's a friendship that could ripen into nothing.
Go on, you dad-burned revenueers.
Wait a minute, mister. We're not revenue officers.
Then why is your friend pointing that double-barrel shotgun at me?
That's no shotgun. That's his nose.
I didn't know it was loaded.
Now, look, neighbor. We're conducting a political survey.
That's right. Tell us. Are you willing to vote for Durante?
Can't say as a rightly no. I've been ignored for 16 years. Ain't seen another human being. Nobody will talk to me. The seat of my pants is out, and I ain't got a nickel in my name.
It's pretty obvious this guy is a Republican. Tourists included, take me home, Mr. Johnson. Any state in the 48 is great.
New York!
New Orleans! Beaver Tail!
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
No matter where you are, Durante meets the test.
It's great!
Wonderful!
Marvelous! Stupendous!
Any state in the 48 is great.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs and furthermore. Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do? Let me hear that high note, my phone. What a note.
An exhilarating note, Mr. Durant.
Happy note, Mr. Petrie.
Yes, and I know why you're happy, Jimmy. You've just been elected president of the National Dunking Association.
And none are well deserved. You see, I'm the guy that invented the hole in the donut.
Jimmy, you invented the hole in the donut?
Yeah, one day I was eating a cookie and my nose punched a hole in the center.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. Victor Moore will be back next week. How about you, Jimmy? Got a word to say finally?
Yes. And I want to say this is Jimmy Durante in person who says goodnight, folks. And if you like the show, tell your Rexall druggist. He's one of my bosses. I got a million of them, coast to coast. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
This program is produced and directed by Phil Tolhan. Van Johnson is currently starred with Allison and Metro Goldwyn.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.